Good morning, Chester IP Church Devotional Podcast. Thanks for being with us. We get started. Mitch brings us in. Genesis 4. Here we go.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for being with us. We are in Genesis chapter 4, the story of Cain and Abel. Cain murders Abel here. First story after Adam and Eve had been kicked out of the Garden of Eden and prevented from eating from the tree of life as a result of the flaming, whirling sword east of the garden. They were disobedient, sinned against God, and then the first story in the narrative from that point on is the story of Cain and Abel. Here we go, verse 1. The man was intimate with his wife, Eve, that's Adam and Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. She said, I have a male child with the Lord's help. So she also gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel became a shepherd of flocks, but Cain worked the ground. In the course of time, Cain presented some of the land's produce as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also presented an offering, some of the firstborn of his flock and their fat portions. The Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but he did not have regard for Cain and his offering. Cain was furious, and he looked despondent. Then the Lord God said to Cain, "Why are you furious? Why do you look despondent? If you do what is right, won't you be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it." Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out into the field." And while they were out in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's guardian or my brother's keeper?" Then he said, "Why, what have you done? Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed, alienated from the ground that opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood you have shed. If you work the ground, it will never again give you its yield, and you will be restless wanderer on all the earth." So let me just stop right there and say that what we have here is the first story, the first murder. But it's really the story of the growing family as well. So Adam and Eve are out of the Garden of Eden. They've sinned and fallen short of God's glory. They've been kicked out of the garden in protection. There's a gracious provision. We saw that yesterday in this this judgment upon their disobedience, or their chastisement that comes, upon their disobedience. They go out of east of the garden, and there Adam and Eve have two sons. One's named Cain and one named Abel. The one named Cain works the ground. He's a farmer. The one named Abel becomes a shepherd. And so Abel is responsible for taking care of the flock, and Cain is responsible for working the ground. After some time, Abel presents an offering to the Lord, and we're told in verse 4, some of the firstborn of his flock and their fat portions. The Lord had good regard for Abel and his offering. The Lord was pleased by Abel's offerings. But verse 5 says, but he did not have regard for Cain and his offerings, for Cain was furious. And we're told that Cain worked the ground. In the course of time, he presented some of the land's produce to the offering of the Lord. The difference here, according to the book of Hebrews, is in the statement that Abel produced, or Abel presented the firstborn. He presented the first fruits of his labor, not just something of that which was left over. And I think here God is honored by the one who presents the first fruits. He gives to the Lord first and then takes what is left, rather than taking for himself what is first and giving to the Lord what is left. That's the difference between Cain and Abel. Abel gives to the Lord first and then takes what's left and uses it for himself. Cain takes what's first and uses it for himself and then gives to the Lord what is left. There's a very different attitude, isn't there? The attitude is, I'm going to give you the best, that's Abel, and I'm going to live on what's left. Cain is, I'm going to use the best for me, and then I'm going to give you what's left. And God is not pleased with Cain's sacrifice, but he's pleased with Abel's sacrifice, because Abel is giving to him that which is the best, and Abel is willing to take the second seat, as it were, rather than try to establish himself over against the Lord. That's the difference. This infuriates Cain, and Cain kills his brother. There's animosity, right? So when there is a sin in the world, and then Adam and Eve sin, and then their family inherits that sin nature, and now there's animosity in the world, and there is murder. And that's an important point, again, in our modern context. We wonder why people murder. We wonder why people do what they do. And we try to figure out all these different solutions and all these different reasons, whether it's society, whether it's fathers in the home, whether it's education, whether it's some type of oppression, etc. We have all this great discussion, economic reasons, government reasons, whatever else you can find up societal. But ultimately, that comes from the human heart. It's the sin of the human heart. There's evil in the human heart because we've inherited a sin nature, and the animosity that comes from a broken relationship with God, and then their animosity with God carries out in animosity toward other people. And that's an important point we see here early on in the book of Genesis that really gives us help to understand what's going on in today's world. I'm going to end there, guys, just as a point of application. Use this story as a framework through which you view the world, and we understand the animosity of the world around us. You guys have a great day. The good thing is we want to give to the Lord that which is His, that which is first. We want to repent of sin and deal with it. We have God saying here, sin's crouching at your door. You got to master it. We have the power of Christ at work within us to master that sin, and we've got to fight against it, and we've got to understand the world through this lens. You guys have a good day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Mitch takes us home with All the Way My Savior Leads Me, and as he does that, we're thankful for the opportunities to gather together this way. See you tomorrow.
You carry me close to your heart.